Hello, it's Peter from Proms Interactive here. I'm standing with Emily Kershaw on stage at the Cadogan Hall after the first chamber prom. I was going to ask, Emily, what have you been up to putting this on today?
Well, it's basically a case of keeping in touch with the artists, finding out what music they're going to be performing, checking that arrangement beforehand, and then when they actually arrive, talking them through the rather peculiar arrangement of both performing in a hall, but at the same time going out live on air on Radio 3. So it's a question of having a presenter on stage who we talk through the dynamics of all of that. She needs to relate to both audience in hall and at home.
Great. And how do you capture the identity of the proms off-site from the Albert Hall? No promos, it's very sort of traditional concert setting here.
Well, I think in many ways the Proms Chamber Music series, because it is a series, does sort of in a microcosm capture exactly what the Proms does. It's a small festival, but on the chamber music scale instead of the large sort of symphonic scale that you will see in the main Royal Albert Hall. So it's a very exciting series of events, many of which pick out artists who are actually going to be performing in the main proms as well. And this one, the Cardinals music that we heard in today's prom, we're also performing in the In Tune broadcast on Friday evening over at the Royal College of Music, which is another venue associated with the proms. So I think it's one of the nicer things that the proms isn't solely confined to the space of the Royal Albert Hall, but sort of reaches out to other areas of London as well, as well as having people listen to it on Radio 3.
Great. Thank you very much for talking to us.
No worries.